How do I love without attachment or expectation? The question is itself a spiritual practice. Because, of course, we never love without attachment or expectation. So then we can really remember two things. One was the suggestion from His Holiness that we really look at our motivation. Why do I want to love without attachment or expectation? Is it because it would feed back to me a more uplifting version of myself? Or do I think this is what people who've been to a few retreats ought to be doing? How many more retreats do you need to come to before you can love without attachment or expectation? Well, I clearly need a few more, because I do not love without attachment or expectation. And in a way, it doesn't matter. What matters is the relationship that I have to attachment and expectation. What is my expectation? And that's come so sharply in where we think about love, because, and I wrote about this in, in Choosing Happiness, and I laughed riotously the whole time I was writing it. My two cats who were alive then enjoyed it. Where I said, so often what we're doing, consciously or unconsciously, we're hoping for a pat and a biscuit. Aren't we? And really, we are. We'd like a biscuit, or even one of those chewy things, you know. Yes, we are. So it's a wonderful thing to free ourselves a little bit from that by doing some things incognito, where we don't have to get a reward. We're doing it for its own sake. We're doing it for its own sake. So that's the second thing I wanted to remind you of, the teaching from the Tao Te Ching, which says, those who are good, I treat as good. Those who are not good, I treat as good. In doing this, I discover goodness. Also, I discover, this is my commentary, I discover freedom, because my behavior is not dictated by the other person. And that's your freedom. You are free to behave at least reasonably civilly. Let's not go to love, as we were all in Spirituality 101. You are free to behave at least respectfully. Yeah? Because you can. Because you can. Because it expresses your values. Not because the other person has proven themselves to deserve it. That scenario renders you powerless, because your behavior is then dictated by your circumstances and not by your wellness, your consciousness, your interest as a student of love to know more about it. That's what we all are. We are all spiritual students of love. But love as a word is so easily sentimentalized. We need to turn it into meaningful activity. Not just activity, meaningful activity. So we give without expectation when we free ourselves from expecting a reward or being outraged when the reward doesn't come. I was so nice to her, and then she said to me, which is not to say, and I'm really rushing in here, that it means that we should put up with any old reaction or any old behaviour, because those of you who know me know I feel quite strongly about that. That in self-love, we also have to know that we are not doormats. We are not doormats. We do not need to put up with other people's acting out. But nor do we want them to put up with ours. So when we notice that we are acting out in an unconscious way, we can stop. And in the moment of stopping, we regain our freedom. Yeah? And it's really good to know where your buttons are around that kind of thing. And you will make mistakes, and your mistakes will teach you. How do I love without attachment? Well, you love without attachment to results. I wonder if you could, you, meaning you plural and you singular for the person who wrote this, I wonder if you could also reconfigure your attachment to the idea of what attachment is. So, for example, at the beginning of the meditations, most days, but not today, because I knew you could give instruction to yourself today after my short talk, we recognize where the soles of our feet meet the floor. That is an attachment. That is a truthful attachment. We are attached. We are in this body. We are in this earth. The earth is in us. We are multiply attached. Yeah. When we leave the body and whatever happens, we're still part of. We can never be detached. So there's something in this word attachment. There's a kind of burr on it. B-U-R-O. What's a burr? Yeah, like a hook. So something has happened with this word attachment that has hooked this writer's negativity in a very helpful way for us, so that he or she feels they might need to go beyond it. But in fact, it's much more a reconfiguring. I'm so happy that Rainer is a jeweler, because he's given me the opportunity to use this again. So when we take a metal, we reconfigure it and we call it a jewel. But it's still a metal. And it was never not a jewel. It was only a jewel in becoming, a becoming jewel. Do you see? Yeah? So how do I love without attachment or expectation? Well, every day is a new beginning. Every day is a new discovery, and every day is a new blessing, isn't it? Om Shanti.